Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom, alcoholic, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check out all of our local podcasters podcasting locally. This podcast is also brought to you by The Nook, cool place next door, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 days a week. Really good stuff. You know, carry out, walk up, whatever you take out, I mean. Look for the tent, painter's mill. How is everybody doing today? It is Friday. Are you beaming inside because it is Friday? It's the day we all shoot for. I'm actually pretty excited today that it's Friday. Been a busy week. I shared the other day. I don't know if anybody else does this. You know, I've been busy. And I've been like, I'm too busy, blah, 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 too busy. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't busy. And then I was like, oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I complained. And then it gets busy again. And then I'm like, oh, I'm too busy. I'm like fucking never happy. Christ. I don't know what a perfect world would look like for me. I don't think there is a perfect world for me. I think it's just you need to be working and doing shit and complaining and understanding your complaining and work it out and work through it. But there is, I don't think for me, a perfect, perfect job or a perfect day. You know, I just show up and hope for the best. I know if I'm not drinking and drugging, it should all work out. And that's, that's a pretty big deal. I got to run this morning, ran with my buddy Doc. Not the doctor, Doc. The doctor is Jimmy K. Or I run with my buddy Carlos, which is Sea Dog, or Brian K. There's a group. I mean, do you do that? Do you put people in your life to try to help you remember or to keep you moving forward? You know, I do that with running. You know, there was a time in my life where I used to run like almost every day, but I was so sad, so bummed out inside. Always trying to improve myself. Oh, if I improve myself, more people will like me. Always shooting for this target, which I could never achieve. I'm never good enough for myself, I think. But running all the time, you know, nobody wanted to run that much. Running in the snow and the sleet and the rain, the midnight, just insanity. Looking back, I was like, I was just really sad, you know. Very, very incomplete. But today, you know, I'm pretty happy, so I'm trying to figure out, you know, you try to balance it out. Every day I wake up, I'm like, you're all right, you don't need to run. But I do. I need to. It's very important for me. So I put people in my life. People are in my life. And I just, you know, I find the runners. You know, they say find the good ones and stick with them. I find the runners. And like I try to make like Doc. Him and I are going to run on Fridays. Right? My friend Brian K, we're going to run on Mondays and Wednesdays. And he showed up this past Wednesday. And we both said that if we hadn't made that commitment, neither one of us would have run. But we made the commitment. He showed up, and we ran, and we felt it was great. And so, how many of you out there put people in your lives to try to keep you moving forward? It's important. It's important for me. It's a lot like in the beginning when I first got sober. You know, you show up and all of a sudden people are like counting on you. Hey, can you make the coffee on Wednesdays? Oh. In the beginning, I'm like, of course. Oh, my God. It's like a huge responsibility. Someone's counting on me. But now, you know, things are better. Life's better. I mean, this is where, you know, whether it's sobriety or my health or my sanity. You know, I got to figure out how to keep them all maintained. And when you show up, you know, you take that coffee commitment. You're like, God, I don't feel like going to the meeting tonight, but I said I'd make the coffee. There's a thing to this. It's a system. You know, last night we had a shooting in our town, which is very unique because unique's the right word, rare. I cannot remember, I know some people have been shot here, but I can't remember the last time we had a real, you know, shooting, like a real, so apparently like the U.S. Marshals served a warrant on a guy at the Econo Lodge and there was a gun battle. The perpetrator was killed, and unfortunately, the U.S. Marshal was shot. And they had to take him over to the hospital. My thoughts and prayers are with this guy. My thoughts and prayers are with anybody involved in this whole situation. My thoughts and prayers are with the guy that died. You know, I think, oh, man, this guy must have been a real bad dude. There was periods of my life back in the day, you know, I wasn't, you know, trying to murder anybody, but we were definitely not on the right side of the law. We were a bit shady. And I can remember hanging out with people that were even shadier than me. I mean, I could have clearly been in trouble by association several times. You know, not in like something with guns, but, you know, drugs or something. I'll never forget when that cop pulled me over on my bicycle and I had a bunch of freaking speed on me. And for some reason, he didn't find it. But my life could have definitely taken a different turn. I definitely lived a time in my life where I would not have been considered a great person. But I'm still the same guy. You know, I didn't have to say, well, I just want to stop being the same person. You just get into a funk, right? You get into these weird habits, or you get into these, you just start lowering your standards. I remember when I was, you know, right around that time where I was waiting around at the bottom of my life, and I used to think, this isn't what I had planned for myself. I had better plans. I expected more for myself. How did I get here? How? I'm sorry. Oh. You know, sometimes I have to remind myself, hey, man, you're not that guy anymore. That guy that was built up or created by association. You know, I hung out with people. It all started, you know, just a group wanting the same thing, you know, speed or you know, alcohol or whatever it is. But then you become a tight-knit group and you live and breathe it. And the next thing you know, you are it. You are the problem. And you're like, what the fuck? How'd I get here? A couple run-ins, maybe an arrest. And next thing you know, you're fucking held up in an Econo Lodge and the U.S. Marshals are looking for you. You know, my thoughts and prayers are with anybody involved in that incident last night. It's a tough deal. Hopefully the marshal will be all right. I'm sorry for the guy that passed away. I'm sure he was a great guy at some point. And probably could have, I don't know, maybe found the light one day. I don't know. You know, what is, you know, you get sober. I mean, what is our goal? You know, I think when I first got sober, I thought I wanted to meet better women. You know, it's that simple. I have high expectations from a bum that I was. But I mean, if I'm going to be honest, if I'm going to tell the truth, I would think that that would have something to do. The picture of me with somebody in my life. At the time, I was running around with basically trash. Just like myself. And I thought, you know what? I would, you know, maybe one day I want to get married. Maybe one day I want to have a family. I don't know, but I need to find better people. That might have been part of my motivation. The shame of getting punched, the expectations, the you know, the constant letting down of my parents and myself, it all just kind of came together at the right time, luckily. And then I had to start making that climb out. It's a slow grind. Sometimes you slip, you fall back. But what's the ultimate goal? Like I said, maybe it was to find better women, have a better car, have some money, have a better job. I don't know. But in 11 days, I will celebrate 12 years. And I think today, right now, the main goal that I want for me is serenity. You know, there's the serenity prayer is interesting. God, grant me the serenity. It's like, God, grant me this amazing thing. Right? It's not like, God, grant me the ability to do amazing kickflips. Or, God, grant me the ability to fly. Or, God, grant me the ability to make tons of money. No. God, grant me the ability, grant me the serenity. Okay, that's a big word. That must be, I mean, it's in the prayer. It must be pretty awesome, right? Serenity. God, grant me the serenity. It's hard to say. It's a little early. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. So he's saying, God, give me the ability to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. It's saying, the ultimate prayer, I'm going to make it short and sweet. God, give me the ability to handle shit. It's not, God, grant me the ability to not drink, or God, grant me the ability to not gamble, or whatever it is. It says, God, grant me the serenity. I didn't come in here for that. That was not on the menu of things that I could pick and try to achieve. The menu is more like the 12 promises, right? AA or whatever's way of giving you nice, easy reminders of shit you need to work on, which I appreciate. I got to a point where I was clearly not drinking. I was clearly getting some time. I was clearly going to meetings, I was involved, and I was clearly unhappy, confused, disoriented, unsure of what I was up to, unsure of what I was, why I was doing it, embarrassed to admit that I missed drinking, embarrassed to admit that I still love drinking, that I, you know, it's what they say, it's not the alcohol's fault, it's my fault. Can't be mad at alcohol. I can't be mad at people that drink alcohol. I can't be mad at people that are doing exactly what I was doing and what I wish I could still do, except that the reality is that the wisdom to know the difference is that I can't. It's almost like, you know, if you have like a desert and you start walking out into the middle of the desert, and the desert is time and the desert is sobriety, But eventually, you know, 5 years of walking out into the middle of the desert, and all of a sudden you're like, I don't know what I am doing. I don't know where I'm going. I am lost. Because the past fades away. The present consumes us. The ability to tell the difference leaves us. And when we're at the lowest point of and the most confused and unsure of what we're doing, self shows back up. Hey, man. It's like the guy in the alley, right? You're walking by, you look down the alley, the guy's down there, and he lights his cigarette and his lights up. Hey, man. Where you been? I've always been trying to, I guess, not want to get drunk. I mean, if you asked me the first day I walked in the program, what are you here for? I don't want to get drunk anymore. Oh, well, that's easy. We'll fix that tonight. We'll fix that tonight. You will leave. You will leave here at least, I should say. You will leave this meeting at least not drunk. It takes two to tango. It takes a meeting and it takes your desire, right? But the serenity. Grant me the serenity to accept, courage to change, willingness. Grant me the ability to surrender. Surrender. How's everybody? Let me do a little read. I feel great today. Super, super great. Just really full of gratitude this morning. I appreciate everybody that listens to this podcast. Thank you. Thank you for giving me your time. I appreciate it. It helps me to share my thoughts with you. So thank you. I feel like my phone's broken. What the fuck, phone? All right. What time is it? What's the time? Got a busy day. 17 minutes. All right. Let's see. Ooh. Surprise, December 11th. A genuine humility. We are actually to practice a genuine humility. This is to the end that our great blessings may never spoil us, that we shall forever live in thankful contemplation of him who presides over us all. Oh my God, that was fucking so butchered. Let me try that again. We are actually to practice a genuine humility. That's a weird sentence. I don't know why it would be written like that, but here it is. All right, here we go. December 11th. We are actually to practice a genuine humility. This is to the end that our great blessings may never spoil us, that we shall forever live in thankful contemplation of him who presides over us all. Experience has taught me that my alcoholic personality tends to be grandiose. While having seemingly good intentions, I can go off on tangents in pursuit of my causes. My ego takes over and I lose sight of my primary purpose. I might even take credit for God's handiwork in my life. Such an overstated feeling of my own importance is dangerous to my sobriety and could cause great harm to AA as a whole. My safeguard, the 12th tradition, serves to keep me humble. I realize, both as an individual and as a member of the fellowship, that I cannot boast of my accomplishments and that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Heavy, heavy. I understood that, but I don't know if I can explain it. You know, I guess it's basically saying don't take for granted these things that come to our way. I kind of get that. I mean, I kind of think that's what it's saying. We're actually to practice a genuine humility. This is to the end that our great blessings may never spoil us. I remember when I my first year, when I celebrated my first year in sobriety, and I had to sit up front and talk. I remember the first person I thanked was me. Like, I drove to the meeting, I walked in. That's a big deal. And as fucked up as that is, kind of, because, you know, looking back, I'm not sure I would thank myself today. But I tell you what, there was, when I showed up in this program, and there was two people. There was the addict, there was self-centered Tom, and then there was the beaten down, open for any ideas, willing to follow any suggestions, humble, probably more humiliated than humble. And to me, humiliation is ego devastation, right? You can be humble, you can have humility, but humiliation is when your ego has taken a beating so bad that you are open to all suggestions. Nothing changes a life like shame and guilt. But there was two people. And one was probably like, eh. And the other one's like, come on, we got to go. Come on. Grabbing self by the collar. Come on. Self's like, dude, I don't know. Actually, self was on board. Everybody was on board in the beginning, right? It wasn't always that way. I remember trying to get sober early on. I had not had the humiliation moment, though. I've been embarrassed, and I've had a little shame. But shit, that was like water off my back in those days. I had no heart. I lived in a humiliation vacation, constantly embarrassed and ashamed of my behavior. How many times can you say sorry? So we were all on board in the beginning. But self's like, I don't know. And it's tough, man, when you get in this program because, you know, you got to want it. You have to want this program. You have to want a program. You have to want to get better. And you have to want it on Monday. You have to want it on Tuesday. You have to want it on Wednesday. And when you don't want it on Thursday or whatever the day is, that it kind of, you know, there's a ebb and flow to things, you know, that's where you have to reach out and talk to people. Become part of the community. Make that coffee. Come Friday when you want it again, maybe your friend of yours doesn't, and he reaches out to you, and then you offer some words. My buddy Matt said, share your problems out loud. They're embarrassing. Self wants you to look so awesome, be so awesome, appear so awesome. Self's really got a plan for you. You know, my buddy Carlos, I don't know if forgive me if I said this the other day, but my buddy Carlos came and, or called me, and we were talking, and he was sharing some stuff with me, and he's, you know, whatever it is that he was going through. And I called him back later. I said, hey, I just want to say thank you for, you know, sharing that with me. Because that's a big deal, because I know whether it's Carlos or anybody else, we don't want to really do that. Matt used to say it out loud. It cuts it in half. It is absolutely true. That is magic. My buddy Trey Downs, I'm going on his podcast at sometime, maybe in January. I'm not sure, but he, you know, Trey Downs is... My Superior Self, I think, is his podcast. If you want to check it out, it's really good. But he, you know, he talks about, you know, these are all chemicals. You know, when I do something or somebody does something and they're called out and they're embarrassed and they're full of shame and guilt and they're ready to try something. See, I call that all self and spirituality and ego and humiliation and all these. But he's like, that's an injection of endorphins and chemical, you know, and electricity and all this stuff. That he's right. It is actually that. But I like to think it's more about this spiritual side and less of a science or a chemical, you know. There is an answer to it. I just think it's more about our spirit. And he's like, you know, these are chemicals and electric neurons firing. But, you know, it is what it is, and it is what helps me. And when I found out that I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility, I didn't have to think about that for 1 second. I remember, I think I've shared this story. I remember going to a pizza party when I was in soccer. This didn't seem like a big deal to me, but later on, getting sober, I would reflect and think about it and realize that my addiction, I was confused by what I was addicted to. I felt like I was addicted to alcohol. Really, what I was addicted to was more. And I remember that pizza coming out and constantly eyeing up my next slice. I hadn't even pulled one slice out. And of course, I want the biggest one. I want the biggest slice. And I want 2. Regardless, let's say there was 8 pieces and there were 8 people. I'm personally thinking that I want the biggest piece and I'm going to eat it fast enough that I'm going to get another. Somebody's going to go without, but it isn't me. That would be the first real, you know, indication that I was going to have a me problem. Relationships with girls was another one. Constantly being influenced by girls. You know, they make you funnier. Obsessed. So of course I'm going to end up being an alcoholic, drug addict, self-centered asshole. I came out probably that way in the very beginning, screaming me. I didn't know how to say words. I mean, that's how we all come out, right? First thing we do, smack him on the butt and make him scream me. I don't know. Well, I can tell you one thing. I'm grateful to be sober today. Super blessed. I think if I was just going to kind of wrap this, kind of my feelings or my thoughts today are really just about, you know, redefining why I'm here and what the goal is. And for me today is serenity. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Have a great day.